I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Firefighters raced to contain the front lines of two Los Angeles wildfires that burned for the sixth straight day Sunday, taking advantage of a brief respite in hazardous conditions before high winds were expected to fan the flames again this week. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The inferno has been fanned over the course of the week by what are known as the Santa Ana winds, which reached hurricane strength earlier in the week. They eased some on Sunday, allowing firefighters to make headway in containing the blaze. But high winds were expected to return, and Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney warned that the threat was not over.
These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said the fires could be the most devastating natural disaster in U.S. history, quote, in terms of just the costs associated with it. He said at least 24 people have died, and with many more missing, the death toll is expected to rise.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Officials familiar with the talks said Monday that mediators working to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas have made breakthroughs towards a deal overnight. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Three officials said Monday that progress has been made and that the coming days would be critical for ending more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the talks. On several occasions over the past year, U.S. officials have said that they were on the verge of reaching a deal, only to have the talks stall. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Months of negotiations led by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar had failed to bring a halt to the fighting, but in recent weeks, the effort gained momentum at a time when the U.S. is preparing to go through a change in its leadership. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar Monday confirmed there had been progress in the talks. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday Kyiv is ready to hand over North Korean soldiers to their leader Kim Jong-un if he can arrange their exchange for Ukrainians held captive in Russia. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
Zelensky said Saturday that Ukraine had captured two North Koreans in Russia's Kursk region. Now he says he would hand them over in exchange for Ukrainian soldiers held captive in Russia. In a post on X, Zelensky shared a video showing the interrogation of two bandaged men who were presented as North Korean soldiers. In the video, one of the alleged North Korean soldiers says through an interpreter that he had been told he was on a training exercise. He appears to say that he wanted to live in Ukraine, but if he was ordered to return to North Korea, he would go. It marks the first time Ukraine has announced the capture of North Korean soldiers alive. Kyiv and its Western allies say North Korean troops entered the war on Russia's side last October. Russia has neither confirmed nor denied their presence.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. Private aerospace company Blue Origin, owned by entrepreneur Jeff Bezos, called off a scheduled launch early Monday, citing, quote, a few anomalies during the mission countdown. The 30-story tall New Glenn launch vehicle was on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral Space Force Launch Station in Florida when Blue Origin Vice President Ariane Coronel made the announcement the countdown was being halted.
Okay, we've just been getting an update from Mission Control. We are standing down today's launch attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue that will take us beyond our launch window. We are reviewing opportunities for our next launch attempt.
In a statement posted on social media platform X, Blue Origin said the delay was an attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue, and opportunities for the next launch attempt would be reviewed. The delay could be at least 24 hours, but will likely be longer as the company examines the problem for the high-risk, high-stakes mission. A California man says two of his cats died in November after he fed them raw milk, recalled for bird flu risk. Milk he said he drank himself. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Joseph Journal says a third cat, Big Boy, had to be hospitalized and tested positive for bird flu. A month later, Rock Bar Milk had to be recalled due to bird flu risk in animals.
It's horrible. I mean, especially when you realize that you're the one that actually gave him the milk that killed him.
He's trying to get the company to pay the $12,000 vet bill. Nearly a dozen California cats have died after consuming raw milk or raw pet food contaminated with bird flu. I'm Julie Walker.
The infections have followed a massive outbreak of the bird flu virus in dairy cows, which has affected more than 900 U.S. dairy herds in 16 states. About 80% of those herds are in California. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.